Hare Krishna. Question: how are Buddhism and Jainism different from Mayavad? Answer: they are entirely different schools of thought. Mayavad takes the Vedic scriptures, especially the Vedantic texts, and it interprets it in a way that supports its claim that the absolute truth is one non-differentiated oneness, is a utterly non-differentiated oneness. So it is a misunderstanding of the Vedantic teaching, and it emerged from within the Vedic school as a misunderstanding. Whereas Buddhism and Jainism were rebels, basically. They rejected the Vedic school of thought, but they did adopt within themselves certain principles of culture, certain cultural and conceptual principles from the school of thought that they rejected. So Buddhism and Jainism, historically speaking, they were reactions to the discriminatory caste system, and that's that they rejected, relatively speaking, rejected the caste system, and that's how they got a lot of followers. At further, if we see, they were focused primarily not so much on philosophy as on conduct. So Buddha himself often was quite evasive in answering philosophical questions. So once he was asked, so am I different from the body? He said, he did not answer anything, he just stayed silent. Am I the same as the body? This is the questioner asked him, and he again remained silent. And that person just went away in huff, thinking, not satisfied. And then the disciples asked Buddha. Buddha said that, you know, he was at a level of consciousness at which he could not have understood either answer. That's why I stayed silent. So Buddha, if we see, his approach was more of pragmatic. In terms of, he said, conduct yourself properly. So proper conduct was foundational to Buddhism. And the schools of thought, especially the conceptualization of ultimate reality, that is something which came much later within Buddhism from subsequent thinkers. So Buddhism is, ideologically speaking, Buddha himself did not focus too much on ideology. His focus was primarily on conduct. And Jainism, to some extent, is similar, where the focus was not on ideology, but was on conduct, on being gentle, being compassionate, being not attached to this world and its great enjoyment too much, and living in the regulation that way. So that's why we see even now that, especially with respect to Jainism, that culturally speaking, the Jains are often very similar to the Vaishnavas, in the sense that Jains follow many of the principles culturally that we Vaishnavas follow, and that's why devotees often, they can get relatively pure food in Jain messes. And in that way, we can recognize broadly the cultural similarities. And Buddhism also, at least Buddhism as it was practiced for many centuries in India and elsewhere, it was more or less a sattvic way of life without any stress on ideology much. But over a period of time, both these schools of thought have developed their own ideologies, and their ideologies are not just non-Vedic. They are called within the traditional school of thought as Nastic because they reject the Vedas. But subsequently, they went forward and rejected even the within conceptions of God. So, of course, Jains, they often have temples where they have gods. But their idea is that by worshipping these gods, ultimately one will go beyond this whole conception of God. And one will attain some kind of cessation from misery. So whereas Advaitavad makes a claim, now with respect to ideological conceptions as Advaitavad exists today, it makes a claim that the absolute truth is non-differentiated oneness, it tries to base this claim on its own interpretation of Vedic Vedantic school of thought, whereas the Buddhism and Jainism rejects focuses more on practical conduct and rejects the Vedas, and with subsequent ideological development, it comes up with a rejection of almost all conceptions of higher spiritual reality, and therefore that their conception is of some kind of cessation of existence at least at a material level, so there is no personal understanding of the absolute truth, and in that sense the conception of the absolute truth is very sketchy. But to the extent that they recognize that this world is a place of bondage and that one needs to go beyond this world, to that extent both Buddhism, Jainism, then Advaitavad and Vaishnavism are similar. But beyond that, just like say different schools of thought, the students may study till 10th or even 12th, more or less the same, till 10th they may study the same subjects in India, and then afterwards some may go towards physics, some may go to art, some towards commerce, some towards science. So like that, there are some basics which are similar in these schools of thought, but with respect to the conceptualization of the absolute truth, there are substantial differences between the schools of thought. Thank you. Hare Krishna.